this weekend, which happens to be Sexagesima Sunday, the second Sunday in the season of Septuagesima. It also happens to be, and very happily so for us who are here, in this shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, it happens to be a very Marian weekend. And of course, that's always good. Now, I will not go in detail into the readings, but I would like to mention, in case you missed it, which is very easy to do, the introit of today's Mass, which happens to be very much in touch with the reality in which we are living in the Church in this age of difficulties and trials which we are now undergoing. We pray, and some of us in particular have special needs, and we pray, and oftentimes it seems like nothing happens. Our prayers are not answered. And this is nothing new to us. It is very scriptural, for God wants us to grow in patience and in love of Him above all else. And so the introit, at least the translation here, the Latin is much more beautiful, but I will not do that. It has already been sung beautifully by the cantor. Arise, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise and cast us not off to the end. Why turnest thou thy face away and forgettest our trouble? And isn't that the truth? That's what it seems like. Why turnest thou thy face away from our needs and our necessities and forgettest our trouble? Our belly hath cleaved to the earth. Arise. We are like a snake that crawls on the ground, like the curse that God gave to the former Lucifer. For the present, Lucifer is Christ, and condemned him to crawl on the earth where the Blessed Mother would crush his wicked head. O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have declared to us. O Lord, help us and deliver us. And so our prayer goes up to heaven, and God very well knows why. God does not forget us. God does not abandon us. He will be with us. And we have to but be patient and see how He will resolve all the different difficulties of the day. Now, the prayer of today particularly calls upon us, reflecting on the epistle, which is one of those famous, very long epistles of St. Paul. And as I said, I'm not going to translate it into English. You have your missals, use them. That's what they're for. But St. Paul goes on in great length to describe his sufferings. And, of course, one of the good things about that is that you will see that you are in good company. If you have sufferings, if the Church presently today has sufferings, we are in good company, St. Paul. And so the collect of today tells us that we will be granted by God mercifully the protection of the great teacher, the great doctor of the Gentiles, St. Paul. St. Paul, who was Saul, a great enemy of the Church. Archbishop Sheen, in his sermons and retreats, oftentimes mentioned the early Christians prayed to God to grant Saul of Tarsus a thrombosis. And it is okay to pray to destroy our enemies. We can pray to convert them, but we also can pray for them to be destroyed. There's no uncharitableness or evil in that. But God knows best. And so Archbishop Sheen said, he granted them instead Paul, St. Paul, the great doctor of the Gentiles. And so God will also turn around the situations of today, the sufferings of today, especially, of course, I'm speaking about the church. And I need not go into details. But we will conquer and we will survive. Now today, as I said, is a very Marian weekend. Yesterday, and how could we forget? We had the wonderful feast of the Immaculate Conception, Our Lady of Lourdes. All the magnificent miracles that have been wrought through her. And I can also testify of one. That before my ordination, when I was a seminarian, it was suspected that I had a brain tumor, but I did not have the money for an MRI. So I went to Lourdes, and I prayed, and here I am, X number of years later, and there is no brain tumor. The same thing with all the other attacks. Last Sunday, I was very sick, and I found out later that Saturday night, in the horrible city of sin, which should be the city of Our Lady of the Angels, was broadcast to the whole world, a satanic ritual. I don't know in what it consisted. I will not watch it. I will not have anything to do with it. But we know that, at least since last June, I have been attacked by the witches, the hexes, who have placed a tremendous curse upon me. And I have not been the same since. But I'm still here. And I pray to the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima, the same Mother, to protect me and liberate me now as she did then. And so I was sick, and it was a result of this evil which pervades our society. As someone mentioned to me today, not speaking about this, but just in general, this country is no longer a Christian country. Because I wonder if it ever was. After all, most of the founding fathers were Freemasons. And that's not Christian. That's satanic. So, not only this country is no longer Christian, if it ever was, but I think in many ways, oftentimes we see that the church in this country and in the whole world is no longer the church. It no longer obeys Christ. It no longer obeys the traditions, the sacred traditions handed down to us by St. Paul and all the other apostles. The Blessed Mother is not pleased. And already we have heard that some of the prophecies that she made at Garabandal, and also many of you do not know it, prophecies were also made in the early 1950s in the wonderful, beautiful little village of Heroldsbach in Germany, to which I have been many times. And I have the earth from the place where she appeared. And those prophecies also are coming true. And so we will see. I still do expect the great warning, the great chastisement, and the 3 days of darkness, for which we all, I think, are prepared. But yesterday, then, was Our Lady of Lourdes. And the testimony is the thousands of miracles, hundreds of them have been attested by the board of doctors that was set up after the apparitions were approved. The thousands of miracles that have taken place there. And then today we have also a very Marian motif. For today, as you would have noticed in the second collect, is a feast of the seven holy founders of the Servite order. Now the Servites were, now I don't know what they're doing, there are very few of them. I had a Servite teacher in the seminary who was supposed to teach us Mariology. Instead, he taught us Raymond Brown, and I reported him, and my rector got him kicked out of the university. He was a Servite. He wasn't serving Mary, he was serving someone else. May God have had mercy on his soul. I'm sure he's dead. But the seven Servites, and the very great dedication to Our Lady of Sorrows, to which the collect attests. And in this country, perhaps the greatest evidence of that order's former dedication to Our Lady of Sorrows is the Basilica of Our Lady of Sorrows in Chicago. And hopefully it's still open, we don't know. But a magnificent, magnificent Basilica. Archbishop Sheen put out a film about the Mass, explaining the Holy Mass in the 1940s or 50s in a church that was probably, or is probably, about at least 10 times the size of this church, of this shrine, was full to capacity. And literally, if you think our acolytes, and some are missing for sickness, are many, there were literally hundreds of acolytes, thousands of the faithful, thousands of the faithful, and many, many priests and bishops. A beautiful, magnificent, solemn High Mass. You can look it up for yourselves. This church, as far as I know, still open and exists. Our Lady of Sorrows, Our Lady of Dolors. And of course, we are about to enter into the season of Lent. Already we are in the pre-Lent. But it hasn't really gotten tough yet, but it will. And I hope you will. Don't be a bunch of wusses excusing any kind of penance away because you don't feel like it, because you're too tired, or because you're too lazy in every way. We need now more than ever discipline and penance. And penance, first of all, must be the giving up of our own will. It is not all about us. It is about him. It is about her. And so the seven Servite founders have left us this great testimony. Among them, St. Alexis. But there are others. Some of them lived to be over 100 years old. They were wealthy Florentine youth who had everything in the world, who could have had the most wonderful wives, rich wives too, and money and all kinds of prosperity. And they gave it all up for Jesus and for Mary. And they went on a retreat on Monte Argentado nearby. And there, the Blessed Mother appeared to them and gave them the holy habit of the Servite order. And so today, we also remember them. And we beseech them. We beseech our most wonderful Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes, the Immaculate Conception, the destructress of Satan, the serpent, to help us in our own lives, to destroy all the evil that surrounds us, to destroy our weaknesses and our giving in to sin continuously, to make a good confession and keep our resolve to be holy and in the state of grace. We continue to go to confession and say we're sorry, and then the very next day we are sinning again in the same way. What kind of purpose of amendment is that? We are crawling like snakes on the ground. We must not be like that. We must be strong, like St. Paul, and surmount all the difficulties that life gives to us. So we pray to St. Alexis and the other six founders. We pray to St. Bernadette and to all the holy visionaries of the Church. St. Paul speaks of visions. Everyone thinks it was he himself about which he was talking. And therefore, we ask him to help us, to protect us. And if we too have been, for some reason, given visions of the Blessed Mother or the saints or of great miracles, not to boast of them, as St. Paul says, who it was, I cannot tell you, but it was he. Ask the Blessed Mother, ask our Lord, ask your guardian angel and all the choirs of angels to surround you, to protect you, and beseech him, Almighty God, through their intercession, to help us in all these difficulties which we endure in the Holy Mother Church today. Persevere. Persevere in good works. Persevere in holiness. Persevere in the purpose of amendment, not to sin anymore, and to follow Christ all the way to the cross, if necessary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.